Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Coffee Tea with Me. In the event that you are not aware, in the next 5 weeks, we will be running a Coffee Tea with Me conference call every Saturday, as we did in the past. And the lineup of our guests is really fantastic. We start off this week with John B., Tina Turner, back from her tour with the band from Israel. All right, Paul, stop banging the pots and pans, please. All right. What are you laughing, John? It could be you, and I'm blaming him. Okay, so let's see. Where are we now? Ah, yes. Next week, we're going to have the first ever coaching clients only. But we are going to allow the public to attend. But this is to introduce all of the coaching customers to one another and let them give each other a little feedback on their journeys. And then that way, those coaching customers will be able to start communicating with one another if they so wish. And then on the 6th, okay, although many of you don't know it, unfortunately, Kathy from Natural Genesis Clean Green, who lost her husband about 8-9 months ago, lost her sister, her twin sister, 3 days ago.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, very sad. So she's supposed to be here on the 6th, but I may have to switch her with someone else. And then on the 13th of May, we have Seth and the gang. And Seth, again, one of the owners of Sovereign Silver, Sovereign Copper, and really a real friend of the website, as are all the manufacturers, will be back with us. And then on the 20th of May, we're going to have Robert Scott Bell, a community favorite. And on the 27th of May, we will then have our first BYOQ in about 2 months. So, a lot to look forward to, a lot of good information coming forward. So be with us in the very near future. All right. With all of that being said, let's open this call with, got to be my longest, my longest valued friendship from this community, because I met him way before I met most of you. Let me introduce you, John Berksteiner from Logos Nutritionals. Welcome, John.
Good morning, brother. Thank you.
I thought you'd thank you because I used your last name twice.
Oh, goodness. Well, it definitely is a pleasure to be here. I hope everybody's having a good morning, and I certainly am. I'm visiting a dear friend of mine who lives on a lake, and last night I was informed, Mel, that the, I want to let you know this, the old monster gene bug red, this guy who's lived on the lake here for 20 years, he said he's caught more bass on this worm than all other baits combined. A Zoom bait company, old monster gene bug red. I know you love to fish, so I thought I'd pass that along to you.
Better send it to me in an email. I'll never remember, but I'm sure eventually think we'll go fishing in my lifetime again, although I do look at the equipment about. But I just don't have the time and the desire right now. I miss that Georgia fishing, okay? I mean, I never had better bass fishing in my whole life, ever. So I get it. Old red.
Yeah. I'll send you a picture of them. How about that?
Okay, well, that'll work. The name will work even better. A fish is good. All right, John, we got a whole bunch coming in, so let me just put them down on the pad and welcome them. Good morning, Ruth Ann, and welcome.
Well, good morning.
Okay, and then did someone leave and come back? Because I always get confused on that matter. Yeah. Okay, so Mickey, you're back. Okay. Anonymous, welcome for the second or third time in the last month. Do you want to just say hello? No, that would give away who you are. Okay. So we'll move now down to Scotland. Welcome, Chrissy.
Hi, Mel. Hi, John. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy.
All right, John, I'll ask you one or two questions, and then I'll just turn you loose.
Okay.
Okay. We now have a lot of changes in the Logos family in the sense that we have a marketing campaign, we have new labels, but it seems like it's that same old good stuff in the bottle. So what would you like to say about these changes?
The changes we've had in our labels and our website?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you kind of hit it on the head, Mel. I think we finally have a representation on the outside of the bottle that matches up to the quality we've always had on the inside of the bottle. And same with our website. I think it finally, you know, represents the quality that we have always stood for in our products. So I'm excited, very excited to have gone through this resurrection, if you will, as far as, you know, preparing the company to actually be able to grow now. There were a lot of things standing in our way from that. And everything we have done before very recently was a manual process. Everything from, you know, doing the order processing and everything, it was all manual. And now we're on a Shopify platform that, you know, when you do an order, it's a real-time transaction. So there's a lot of advances that we've made that I'm very grateful for. And now it's just a matter of hopefully can we get the message out, you know, about the unique value that proposition that this company offers and these products offer, and hopefully we can help more people than we have. That's my prayer every day, that God will lead me to someone that I can serve and make a difference in their quality of life. So hopefully we're in a better position to do that now than we were last year. It certainly feels that way and looks that way, and we're very excited.
Well, I'm excited for you, too. I think the new labels are beautiful, and I don't know, I won't say it expresses the clarity, but it certainly gives a bright appearance to the product. It just brings it a little bit more to life, in my opinion. And, of course, the products are as good as they always were, and so that helps. And there are always new people coming to us, as you can see this year so far. So I think we're going to have the chance to help more people as we keep moving forward. I know, I figure I got at least another 50 years, so I don't know about you. I mean, if you keep taking your vitamins the way I take your vitamins, you might live as long as I do.
Yeah. Well, I hope I do.
Well, I mean, everyone keeps telling me you don't look your age, and I go, thank you very much. Send donations. No, I just think, no, John. And I always tell people, it's the vitamins I take, because it ain't the diet.
Well, your diet is probably better than it used to be before you got sick, but it may have slipped a little since you got well.
Oh, man, John, slipped a little? Is an avalanche slip a little? Oh, boy. Yeah, we've been laughing a long time, you and me. You and I.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I know. Pretty. We have. All right, so what would you like to say to the people? I'll zip it up for a bit.
Well, we are... along with the changes we've made, we are also, as you mentioned, embarking on some new marketing efforts and educational efforts. And hopefully some of you guys have been receiving some email communications from me that are kind of different than you've seen before. And we've been working really hard on putting together an educational series on the human bioterrain and what it is, what it's made of, how it works, how to support it, and how important it is. And it's really amazing when you think about it, how little information there is out there on the bioterrain. And I think that's, by design. And medicine was kind of hijacked years ago, and we went down the road of the germ theory being, the doctrine that medicine followed, and that just fed right into the monumental, massive sickness industry that we are all surrounded and immersed in these days in this culture. But we hope to be able to, we're going to, put together a lot of educational material around the bioterrain, and hopefully, it's not something that a lot of people are searching for at this point in time, but we hope to change that and to be kind of the point of information, the source of information to help people understand the importance of the bioterrain and how to maintain it and the importance of maintaining it. And, our work that we've done here is certainly not going to hurt in that regard, because if you can help people restore their bioterrain when they're dealing with multiple organ, shutdown, then that's a pretty good starting point to say that you've got a system that is effective. And this is not something you can fake for 15 years. The work that we've done here, Mel, if it wasn't working by now, we would certainly know, and it would be obvious.
Johnny, but, baby, if it wasn't working by now, we'd both be out of business.
Yeah.
But
well, I'd be dead.
We never get somewhere, John. As a matter of fact, I didn't think about it quite like that. But that would be the reality, okay? But it does work, and it has worked, and there are so many examples. I mean, Mickey Mouse is an example, and she wasn't even. I didn't know she was going to show up today. And so many people come back, okay? And share their stories, and they're also so similar yet a little bit different, but it always has to do with what John says. If you have a good bioterrain, a restored bioterrain, and you learned how to do that, you don't need to be sick again if you just keep doing the things that you learned that got your bioterrain restored. And that's the beauty. This is not knowledge that's going to be utilized, one time and put in the closet. This is going to be something you're going to be able to use the rest of your life. And to anyone who will listen to you because they think you look great, you sound great, you act great, well, you ought to bring them to the fold. Because, you see, most of those who come back and talk about their health also do what I do. They stay on that basic protocol because it's so much cheaper than having to deal with the hospitals, the doctors. I mean, I don't take any prescription drugs for over 5 years now, okay? And I avoid going to the hospital at all costs.
Yeah.
So learn about what we're doing. Learn about it, not for us. We know what we're doing. Learn about it for you, your friends, your family, your loved ones, and for the most important thing, your health. All right, John, I'll zip it up again for a bit.
Well, there's Mel, I'm looking forward to this because, I'm always in contact with people that constantly they're, you know, asking me questions and sending me emails or calling or whatever. And it's like a constant battle to try to maintain lines of communication. And there's several people that I'm hoping are going to be here today that I owe answers to, that it is so much better for me to talk than to write emails, because I write well, but it's a painful process for me, and I don't.
Well,
it's
very time consuming, and when you're one person trying to serve hundreds, it's so much easier if you can verbalize to one another and be sure they understand, and then, you know, you move forward. That's all. So I totally understand that because I'm faced with the same situation. That's why in this scenario of coaching, where I have people now buy what I call anytime coaching, John, started only for the seniors, okay? Because I'm a senior, and I know that for us it's financially a little more difficult. But as we've narrowed down the amount of coaching customers we're working with, we've offered it to everybody so that we can talk 4 and 5 times a week. And I don't know, I told you earlier in the year, I don't think I yelled at anybody the whole year, John. Because, you know, they can't fall far off the path if I talk to them 5 times a week. And so there's nothing to be upset about. And this room that I have, if you could come next week or listen to next week's call, I mean, I call them the Dirty Dozen, but let me tell you, I love these people because they listen. They might not do everything I ask them to all the time, but they listen, they make notes, they ask great questions. You know when people are serious when they ask you great questions.
Amen. So,
You know,
I don't want to take up any more time away from question and answers other than this. I do want to say a couple of real quick things. First thing is with the new program or the new platform that our website is on, it's fantastic, but it cannot recognize who you are and give you the appropriate discounts unless you log into the system. So if you go to the website and you don't log in, you're not going to be getting the discounts that you are supposed to be getting as a member of this community. There's only one web page on our site for Morgellons, and it's a hidden page that you guys have access to, but the general public does not have access to, and it's special pricing for y'all. The fact that you have access through that page also tags you so that you have discounts, 10% discounts on any other individual product. But the problem is that the system doesn't apply those unless you log in. So I just want to make sure people remember, always log in when you go onto the website. And that's the most important thing, because, you know, when people don't log in, they don't get the discounts, and then Glenn catches it, and he issues people credits or partial refunds whenever that happens. But obviously, it's better for everybody if we get it right the first time and just make sure that you log in when you go in there. And the second thing is we've looked at all kind of different ways of getting our message out, and we're doing, as y'all can already tell, email marketing, and we're doing some social media stuff. But what occurred to me, and that makes a lot of sense, is the only reason this company is still here after all these years without any marketing is word of mouth. The quality of the products and the impact that we've had in people's lives that they've shared with others. So we are just about finished now with implementing a system that we're going to utilize to help grow the company. And it's basically a setting up a brand ambassador program where people whose lives have been changed through these products can go out and engage with other people and online or elsewhere, and just share, you know, their experiences with our products, and they can give codes that will give discounts to the people that they give them to, but will also help us track the fact that they came from that person. It's not a multi-level marketing thing. I would never get involved with anything like that. But it is a way that people can actually, you know, be rewarded for sharing the good news of what we're doing with these products and with this company. If I'm going to invest in marketing, I'd much rather reinvest in my customers who already love us and believe in these products than to give money away to big, huge companies that don't know or care, you know. So this is a new program that we are developing, a brand ambassador program that I have great hope that it will be impactful and not only be a blessing for Logos, be a blessing for everyone who takes part in it. There'll be more information coming out about that, but anyone who's interested is certainly welcome to contact me, and we can talk more about how that works. But Mel, I'd like to open up the floor to questions with the remaining time we have, and see if we can help some folks.
No worries, John. I knew that. All right, so let's start with our initial guest, Tina, and let her say hi to John, because she is all better and she knows John from the past. Tina, say hey.
Hey, good morning, and I want to give a shout-out to John and Glenn, because, yes, even though I'm better from the beginning, they were always there, even up till a couple days ago, talking to Glenn a few months back. I had John talk to my sister, who suffers from toxic disease. Unfortunately, she's not willing to do what's necessary, so she's still visiting doctors and being sick, and, you know, I don't know what the magic is. You know, I'm a living testimony of what this thing does, the protocol with Mel, of course, but I don't know, it's a bit frustrating when it's a family member, but these guys have been there through, you know, yes, mostly Morgellons, but even in my golden years, they call it, you know, I'm able to get some supplements that help with that. And I can't say enough for these guys, honestly. So I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Tina. God bless you, dear.
Love you guys. God bless you guys, too.
We love you, too, honey.
All right. Let's go to an unexpected guest and the leader of the band. When she first came here, she was so unbalanced. Not unbalanced, just, I guess, frightened. And I remember that, I guess it was one of the very first times she called, and I asked her what her name was, and she said, Mickey. And I said, oh, are you a friend of Annette Funicello? And I started singing, Who's the Leader of the Band? And she started laughing. So it's always been her nickname, Mickey Mouse. Hi, Mickey.
Hello there.
Thank you for coming as an unexpected guest. Would you like to say something to John?
You're welcome. No, just thank him for over these 4 years of helping me heal. And I'm just here to listen and always gain new information. So thanks again, John.
You're welcome, dear. Thank you.
Don't you love it when they never want to stop learning, buddy?
Amen. That's what we all need to do.
No, John, I know that's why I said it, baby. I mean, really, you got to love the ones who want to keep learning, because the most constant thing in life, my friend, is change.
Yep.
All right. So I want to now go to the newest of the newbies. Sonia, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Okay, welcome. Now you heard Tina, and she is visiting, and you heard unexpectedly, and this happens quite a bit. People show up, they have a few minutes, they want to just say hello, they want to share the love, because they're awful happy that they're all better. All better is a good thing, even if it isn't good English.
It's incredible. It's incredible. I'm sitting here looking at three boxes of old pills on my table, wondering what to do with them. I'm sure everyone goes through that at first. It's like, should I give these away? Should I keep them, you know, in case, whatever. It's a little frustrating to, you know, think about all that money. But I've been on the protocol for a week, and thank you, John, for answering concerns and call with a detailed email that I'm sure you spent a ton of time with. And I felt very satisfied with the answer, because I was like, oh, is this okay? But it seems, I wonder, one question while you're on the line is, I have been sleeping so hard this last week. I had a hard time sleeping before, and I'm amazed that it could work, that the protocol could be working on me that fast. So much sleep, like I want to sleep, quality sleep, and I'm just letting myself, and I'm so glad I have the opportunity to.
Yeah, praise the Lord. That is wonderful to hear, dear, because our bodies go into repair mode when we sleep, and quality sleep is so, so important.
Well, I've always said that sleep is essential. If you don't get enough rest, you're going to be here long.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost kind of think I know why you're sleeping right away, but I'll save that for when we talk together.
Okay.
Okay, because I can give you input on what's happening and why. Okay, because we've had a lot of people lately tell us they're more tired than ever. And I tell them, good, sleep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got another question? We give two for a dollar on Saturdays.
It sounds like I could call John or Logos Nutrition and get some questions answered, but one of them is the hormones. My hormones, since I'm perimenopause, I mentioned that online, they're definitely off. So I was given horse medication by the doctor, but I'm not going to do that route. I probably should be supporting my hormone system with something else, or maybe I already am with the basic protocol.
What about Ease Harmony, Johnny?
Well, you definitely are indirectly impacting all your hormonal systems with the base protocol. But, you would definitely benefit if you're having mood swings and hot flashes and, you know, a lot of the issues that are associated with perimenopause and menopause. We have a product that is one of the few products in the natural realm that actually works very quickly. You can tell within the first two or three doses that it's making major changes in your hormonal balance. I mean, this is a product that we have people order on Amazon one bottle, and they come back the next order they buy 6+1. So that tells you the product works, and it works quickly. So you should definitely check out Eve's Harmony. It is an amazing product for helping to balance hormones.
Okay.
What's the name of that product again, John? Give it again.
Eve's Harmony.
Okay.
We have Eve's Harmony for the ladies and Adam's Vitality for the men.
Yeah, well, I can talk about Adam's Vitality because here I am. Yesterday in Walmart, running after two redheads at the same time.
Bad boy, bad boy.
Yes, I am still a bad boy. 77.
That's funny.
It's great to feel young, and I promise you that staying on this protocol for, oh, God, sometime in 06, I mean, really, it just slows down the aging process. I look better in the summer with the tan now than I did when I first got well. It's amazing. You stay with the basic protocol, and it does some really wonderful things for you. Who said yes?
Amen. There was another question that Sonia asked in that same email or that same post that mentioned the hot flashes and stuff. She was asking about eggs and poor brain function. And the poor brain function will absolutely come around. Anyone who's been on the protocol a while will tell you that's a function of restoring the bioterrain and getting, you know, clearing the detox pathways and all that. The brain fog will subside and improve dramatically over time.
It was a combination, okay? Because when you get sick, you are deficient of so many things, okay?
Yep.
When you get on this diet and coordinate it with the protocol, I believe that combination of a good diet and the protocol helps eradicate the brain fog.
Big time. Yep.
Okay.
That and restoring the gut biome, because you're... When the gut is out of balance, then you're not manufacturing the B vitamins that are the basis or the foundational building blocks of our serotonin and the other neurotransmitters. Brain health is very, very much tied to gut health. And so that's one of the reasons why this protocol is so effective at helping people with brain health. That and just, you know, the end result of restoring the bioterrain is restored cellular energy potential. And when your cells are tired, everything else has no choice but to be tired. And the brain is one of the biggest energy hogs in the body, which is why people who take statin drugs have brain fog, because when you take statin drugs, you're compromising your cellular energy potential by 40%. So that shows up with muscle spasms, muscle cramping, and brain fog. Anyway, Sonia, I'm excited for you, dear.
Sonia, the sun is shining in Houston. That's a rarity, let me tell you. So I'm going to give you one more question.
Oh, well, great. Since we're on SIBO... gut problems. SIBO was one of my diagnoses, and I was dealing with it specifically for a couple years with berberines and different things, but I just gave up. Do you think that just doing your protocol will be sufficient?
I think it will definitely deal with very effectively with leaky gut and helping to restore normal balance of flora and so forth. Yes, ma'am. It takes a little time in some cases, but it's very effective.
Okay.
Sonia, you will not believe how many different things the protocol will address. There is a thread in the forum called Good News for Toxic Disease Sufferers.
Yep.
And if you scroll back about a year or read back down, you'll find a post that was done by, who was the last one to do it? One of the girls who got well 2 years ago. It was Donna or Terry. And it was the same post made a couple of years earlier by someone else called Cheryl. And it describes over 20 different ailments that people have written in the testimonial post thread topics of them getting well from all these different things that, quite frankly, I never understood at the beginning that it was gonna, but the combination of the things that we use, John, the silver, the WPS, all together in unison have really done some marvelous things for many, many people in over 20 different ailments. So take a look at that. But again, no prescription drugs, honey, at all, please. Every single one of them has a side effect that's not good for you.
Okay.
John? Nancy.
Hey, John.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you? I am well. How are you, dear?
So much better. Thanks to y'all.
Praise the Lord. That's awesome.
I know. But why do so many of the different, I guess you could call them protocols, but there's so much different advice online about what to take and what to do to help us get well. But a lot of it contradicts each other. So I'm sure that's confusing to people. So why do people not want to follow just a natural protocol? That don't make sense to me. When the doctor's like, when I had my gallbladder taken out, instead of telling me what I could do or not do to keep myself healthier, they just said everything will be fine. Don't worry about it. And I know I should have changed some things because of my gallbladder.
Well, yes, ma'am. That's just a reflection of the, you know, the sickness industry. It's not about healing or curing anything. They don't want to heal cancer. They want to treat cancer because it's very, very lucrative. And it's the same thing with everything else. You know, and they're not taught to look at the body as a conglomeration of incredibly intricate systems that work very well together when given appropriate support. They're taught to look at the body as a data set, you know, and look at your blood work and your, you know, the different factors that are evaluated with diagnostic testing, and then to prescribe you a medication that's going to mask the symptoms that you're experiencing and create new ones in the process. It's just a broken system, and there's really very little regard for truth because, you know, it's all about follow the money.
Well, any system that's totally motivated by money is corrupt.
Yeah.
Well, that's what God tells us to begin with, that money's the root of all evil. And so we have to look at that, and we could almost use that scripture to put it in perspective.
The love of money
sure
is
can.
All evil.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, all right, Nancy, any other questions?
Yeah, have you seen a progress in pancreatic cancer? I've had so many friends and some family members recently be diagnosed with that, and short term they pass away.
Yes, ma'am. Pancreatic cancer is one of those that is very, very, very difficult to come back from. I mean, it happens because God is God, and He's our Creator, and He can change things dramatically in an instant, and sometimes does for reasons that we don't really understand. Sometimes He doesn't. We've got a very beloved member of our team, Jakin Rutt, who's still continuing to suffer and struggle with stage 4 colon cancer. And with all that we do know about how to support him, unfortunately, he seems to be, you know, progressing towards a certain end, which, you know, we're all conditioned here to view death as losing the battle, but that's not at all the case. When you love the Lord, this is not our home, and we're here for a very short time under the best of circumstances compared to eternity. So I mean, Jakin is at peace with that, but it's frustrating, you know, when you when you do have all the tools at my disposal to feel like I'm, you know, I'm trying everything I can to help and can't seem to make a difference. But one day it will all make perfect sense because we don't have the whole picture. God does.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Nancy. You know, I really can't say it on this call, Nancy. I'll discuss this with you further. All right. Linda. Welcome, Linda. And do you have a question for John?
Hi, John. I hope you're doing well. No, I'm kind of just taking in everything. I myself also am dealing with doctors and they're trying to force meds on you, you know. So I don't know how to deal with their getting upset with you when you don't want to take them. Just tell them you're doing things naturally, I guess.
Well, it is difficult because there's so much arrogance that comes along with ignorance, and even with highly intelligent, highly trained people, there can be a lot of ignorance and arrogance. And it's frustrating, but you have to remember they are there to serve you. You know, it's your body, and you're the one who's responsible for making decisions on how to take care of it. But obviously, you hire them to help you do that, help you gain information to help you make quality decisions. But there are times where the system takes over. You know, you go into the hospital with COVID and don't come out or whatever, you know, where they just take over. But to the degree you can, you have to maintain control and insist on explanations for the recommendations they're giving.
Yeah
and also ask them what the side effects are.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about that.
They get very quiet. But you see, if you'll send me a round trip ticket, I'll go with you and I'll give them a piece of my mind.
Yeah, I got my cardiologist right now. He's trying to make me take cholesterol medication, and the side effects on this one is where your tendons or something rupture, or I think that's what it says. So I just said I'm not going to take it. And why not? Why aren't you going to take it? I said, well, no more conversation about it.
Well, that sounds more like a third-generation antibiotic that destroys the tendons than a statin drug. So you may be confused about the particular drug he was recommending. The statin drugs, what they do is they disable an enzyme system in the liver that's used to manufacture cholesterol. So you no longer can make it. Only problem is that same enzyme is in charge of manufacturing coenzyme Q10, the rate-limiting enzyme for energy production in the mitochondria of the cell. So when you lower serum cholesterol or serum CoQ10 levels by 40%, it's no wonder that you have brain fog and muscle cramping and all that stuff, because you're compromising your fundamental ability to make energy at the cellular level. So if that's not bad enough, they then came out with Crestor, which not only does that, disables that enzyme system, but it also blocks your ability to absorb and assimilate cholesterol from your diet. So it's a double whammy. All in the, you know, keeping in mind that the whole construct of demonizing fat and cholesterol is all a myth and complete BS to begin with. It's not fat that's killing us. It's not fat that's killing us. It's sugar, processed foods, and xenoestrogen chemicals that are being imposed on us from every direction.
Yeah. I've done a lot of research on things. I'm still doing it, though. I mean, I have so much to learn about everything. It's just
Nancy.
Yes.
I want you to talk to this young lady.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Sonia, I just gave you the best first friend you could possibly get. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Anyway, Sonia, if you need to talk one-on-one more about particular things like that, so I can arm you with questions and so forth, feel free to reach out to me.
Thank you so much. That's exciting.
Yes, ma'am.
We have a saying, in our community, no one fights alone, Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Linda, anything else right now?
No, thank you, everybody. John, no, I just continue to learn, you know. I'm getting better daily by learning, honestly. So, yeah, thank
good.
You, guys.
We'll have to send the godmother to you after she's done with Sonia.
Yeah.
All right. We used to have Mother Superior, but she got so mad at me, she left. All right, Laura, come in, Laurie.
Hi, John.
Hello,
thanks
dear.
For coming.
Thank you.
Here again to help us. I'm doing better than I was, and I'm on the melting, so I'm on the up now. So I'm glad of that. But I do have a question. I've tried to explain difference of your vitamins, and I come to the word glandular, and I don't know how to explain it. Can you explain that to me? What really that means? Because it's a different.
Yes, ma'am. Story.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you asked that, because that is a major factor that really differentiates Logos in the marketplace is our use of glandulars. And glandulars are simply extracts of glands that come from animals, in our case, cows. And it was determined many, many years ago, over 100 years ago, that you can use a glandular extract from an animal. When you eat it, you can actually use radioactive tracing. If you put the radioactive material into the extract, you can literally track in the body those proteins being absorbed and assimilated and then used at the site of your own corresponding organ or gland. So you're literally, when you take in a glandular extract, you're getting not only gland-specific nutrients that target that gland and replenish it nutritionally, but you're getting information that's encoded in the RNA and DNA of those proteins that there is no other way to impart. You can't impart that kind of information with a drug. It's incredibly powerful. If you were to take a healthy young person and you take their thymus out, it wouldn't be long before they would start to exhibit symptoms like AIDS, because their thymus would no longer be the conductor of the orchestra as far as their immune response. And many people's thymus is not functioning up to par, and you can rehabilitate their thymus by giving them thymus supplements. And that's what my father did for many years in his practice, was experimented with different types of glandulars, different dosages of glandulars, and the real lasting impact in my father's contribution to medicine was his combining of glandular extracts with vitamins and minerals that are the cofactors in all of these different enzymatic and metabolic pathways in the body. So these cofactors activate all of these pathways even further than if you use the glandulars by themselves. So yeah, it's a very powerful thing, but it's ancient medicine that's been practiced, you know, long ago, and has just been lost with the development of the big pharma. For example, when they figured out how to manufacture synthetic levothyroxine, which is the primary thyroid hormone, they then started putting people on levothyroxine, Synthroid, instead of full-spectrum thyroid glandular, which had been used from time immemorial up to that point. And the message you're giving your thyroid when you give it that synthetic levothyroxine is, go to sleep, we don't need you anymore. When you use full-spectrum glandular, the message is totally different. It's, here is all the nutrients and here is all the information you need to get your act together. Now get with the program. It's a totally different approach, and it's real, pure medicine. It's not shortcuts in trying to trick the body into masking a symptom.
It's not synthetic.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. That was a very good question, but we're going to keep it moving along now because we have another guest behind, John Bergsteiner. All right, let's see. Lori, you got one more real quick?
No, that was it. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Mickey, you want to say anything at this time? I guess not. Yourself.
Oh, sorry.
All right. That's all right. Don't be sorry. Send
I
me
know,
to the kitchen. Right? Remember
thank
what
you.
Happened.
No, I run
into the kitchen. Nothing is this time. All right. How about our famous, most infamous couple of spies? We had spies before. We had Agent B1 and we had Agent K, but we never had a couple, Mr. and Mrs. What's their names? Diane and Paul. Welcome.
Oh, hi, everybody. Wow, that was quite the introduction, Mel. Holy moly. Well, I don't think we have any questions right now. I was emailing you, John, about triglycerides, but I'll wait till we can get, you know, back with our email talk. Since
yeah,
I've been
I
on
wanna,
the phone,
I want to do a conversation, phone conversation with you on that. That's why I haven't responded. It's just too complicated to try to respond in an email.
Okay. All right, we can get a call maybe on Monday or something.
Yes, ma'am.
Tuesday.
I'm absolutely available. Let's do it.
You're okay. Available on Mondays? You
I'm
never
available
take my calls on Monday.
I'm available after 2 o'clock on Mondays.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Yeah, you always seem to call in the middle of our marketing meeting. It lasts from 10:30 till 1.
Just send me an email. Hey, it's all in fun here. All right, Diane, more questions? Anything else, sweetie? Where's Paul?
No. I'm good.
That's it's nice for you. He must be eating, Diane.
No, he's researching something on the laptop. As we
I got
speak.
You. I hear you. Any other questions?
Not right now. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us today. All right. Ruthann, the infamous garden girl.
Hi, John. I have a question. If you have a blood pressure issue and you're taking medication for the blood pressure, taking beet juice, how does that affect the medication you're already taking?
You'll
That's
get
a
rid of
good question. You very well may have to adjust your other medication if you take beet juice or if you take our nitro complex. Either way, you're driving nitric oxide, which relaxes the lining of the blood vessels. So when you do that, it lowers your blood pressure.
I've been having trouble with my blood pressure when they adjusted my blood pressure medicine. She cut my metoprolol in half. And then about 4 or 5 days after that, I woke up and my blood pressure was way up. And okay. I haven't had that problem in a long time. I was on lisinopril and hydrochlorothiazide, and it comes together in one pill. And I would take that in the morning, and I'd be fine. And then when I went into the hospital, they took me off that and put me on metoprolol and another one. And I've cut back as much as I can.
Well, blood pressure medicine is not something you can jump off of when you're on it, and your body is used to being on it. It's definitely something that you need to work with your doctor on, to make changes in. And the doctor understands what nitric oxide is and how it works and should be able to fine-tune your dosage to work, for you. But, yeah, no doubt about it, adding beet juice or nitro complex may necessitate changes in your prescription regimen for blood pressure.
I've been on nitro complex for, I don't know, maybe as much as a couple years. And I take 2 a day, but should I be taking more?
No, I think 2 a day should be adequate to maintain healthy nitric oxide levels and lower your cardiovascular risk profile.
Uh-huh. Well, my cardiologist has been after me for 5 years to take blood thinners, and I won't do it.
Yeah.
I've been 5 years. It's gotten to be a joke between us.
If you're on the protocol, you're taking essential omegas, which is a blood thinner, and you're also taking magnifazine, which is a blood thinner. So you are on some blood thinners.
Yeah, I told him I would take something, but I wouldn't be medicine. So, okay, I'm doing that. But every time I go see him on my annual checkup, he always brings it up. And he does that for his own legal issues, I think.
Oh, hi, Booty.
Sure.
Hi, good boy. I'm sorry, Doc. I couldn't today.
So, the last time I was there, we got to laughing about it. Because it's become kind of a thing we do in our appointment every year.
Yes, Ruthann, let me talk for a few minutes here. Dr. Zamboni and I were great friends in the beginning, and for many, 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 many years. And I guess maybe the first 10 years that she treated me, or thereabouts, okay, I took blood pressure medicine that she prescribed for me, but she changed it 3 or maybe 4 times in the 10 years. And each time she changed it, she would tell me, though, they found something that it's going to affect this and that, and we're going to change it. Well, when she wanted to change it for the 5th time, I said, no, I'm going to try something a little bit different. And that's because my Bible teacher at the time, who lived underneath me in the apartment building I was living in, his wife had been on blood pressure medicine most of her life. She started with this beet juice product from a company called Human End. Okay? So she said, why don't you try this and integrate it in the beginning with your blood pressure medicine and then work your way off? Well, I thought, okay. I told Zamboni what I was going to do. She said, try it. Try anything that you think it works. So I did it, okay? And after like 6 months, I was not taking blood pressure medicine anymore for the last, I don't know, 6 or so years. And I don't even drink the beet juice every day anymore, okay? But my last blood pressure signs at 77 years old were incredible. You know, 120 over 72 or 122 over 74, something ridiculous enough they took it twice. Okay? And now I convinced Nancy, who was having all these issues with her blood pressure and Coumadin and adjustments and the this and the that, and I asked her to give it a try. And you can talk to her, Ruth Ann. She'd be glad to talk to you about her reaction. And there are more people who are taking this. Things that are going to thin out the blood as we get a little older that are natural are really probably very good for us. Okay? And Beecher is also really good for the heart. And I got a feeling it's also very good for energy levels going up just a bit.
Well,
so,
the protocol has lessened my medication on my heart. He was giving me three, not my irregular heartbeat. I don't have a heart problem. I just have an irregular heartbeat. And instead of taking three a day, I take two a day.
Okay, well, you're working your way into better health slowly and surely, okay?
Yeah.
Without the back issue, you would be making progress quicker.
I just wanted to know if I need to stay on my blood pressure medicine while I'm taking the beet juice.
Well, the next time you go to the doctor, ask them to take your blood pressure.
Well,
okay.
I can take blood pressure and follow it that way.
Yeah. Well, what is your blood pressure today?
I haven't taken it yet today. I usually take it in the evening.
Okay.
But
well,
it's been 143 over 60 something yesterday.
Okay. That's not bad.
The thing about cardiovascular drugs is there are a lot of things that affect your cardiovascular health and your cardiovascular risk profile. So whether it's a stroke or a heart attack or whatever an acute cardiovascular event is, it's always triggered by one thing, inflammation. And so if you take beet juice and you enhance the flexibility of the lining of your blood vessels, that's going to lower your blood pressure, but it's not necessarily going to affect the thickness of your blood or the stickiness of your red blood cells. There's a lot of things going on. The clotting factors in the blood, there's a lot of things that your doctor's having to assess, and it's always a moving, you know, target. But you know, it's not like beet juice doesn't address all those things. All it does is drive nitric oxide production. So that's beneficial, but it's not the whole picture. So you can't just jump off all your blood pressure medicines and other types of medicines arbitrarily because you take beet juice. There could be other factors in your particular situation.
You always have to have a doctor monitoring a scenario like that. What I'm saying is that I am my own doctor in many ways, and as I monitored it, I made the decision when Zamboni concurred the way my blood pressure had gone. But I don't know that it's the end all, okay? If you think the nitric oxide is going to do more, is there another name for that?
Well, nitric oxide is the mechanism that you're working with, the beet juice or my nitro complex, which is arginine-based.
Right. Is the nitro complex the thing I took one day and thought I was going through my ceiling?
Maybe. It definitely drives oxygenation of the body.
Okay, well, I remember. I think I have the bottle minus one. Okay. But, hey, if you think it'll help, you know, let her get a bottle and show it to the doc and see what he says, too.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, it is definitely one area of reducing cardiovascular risk.
Maybe it'll help with the back as well.
We also use the omegas because they literally thin the blood and they help with the sticking, reducing the agglutination or agglomeration, where the red blood cells want to stick together, which is can be a problem, especially in capillaries and small blood vessels, you know. So it's you got to look at the whole picture, and someone's medical history, that can be very complicated in some cases. So I talk bad about statin drugs because I wouldn't take a statin drug no matter under any circumstance personally. But there's a place for other heart medications depending on the circumstances of that individual.
All right. Thank you very much, Ruth Ann. All right. Sonia, anything real quick?
I'll be praying for you, Ruth Ann, to find that balance. And the thymic formula is like a horse pill for me.
Yeah.
Do it or just swallow it. Is that okay?
It's not the women's most favorite pill, I promise.
It is a
horse pill, girl. I mean, but you can, you know, beat it with a hammer, okay? If you have, you know, a beaner, you can bean it and put it in your smoothie.
Okay, so it'll still absorb my concern.
It will. It definitely will. There's an advantage to taking it whole because that is an extremely complex product. It's got like 102 ingredients in it. So we have a system in that product that makes it release the fat-soluble nutrients and the water-soluble nutrients at the right time and place along the GI tract. So it is best to consume them whole, but you don't have to. There's a trick that I learned long ago. I just don't like swallowing pills. I swallow a lot of them, but I don't like it. But with thymic formula, I always eat them the same way. I chew up a bite of food until it's ready to be swallowed. It's completely chewed up. I stick a thymic in there, and it goes right down with the food. No problem. Don't even know it's in there.
Okay.
Jeez. I'm glad I got no problems with the thymic. All right. Oh, Anonymous. Anonymous, you want to ask a question, you get a chance. The sky's your voice. You can buy one of those, like, spy-type things. All right, forget. I mean, you know, I could take two guesses on who it might be, but I don't want to do that. Okay, hold on now a minute, Ruth Ann, okay? We got a lot going on here. Chrissy, you got to be a little bit quicker than average because we got another guest speaker.
Oh, I thought you were going to forget about me there. I don't have a question, but I just wanted to say what an excellent call, as always, John. And I just wanted to say I find your products, I'm sure as everyone does, excellent quality, and the prices are very, very reasonable. But it's lovely as well to have your knowledge and your experience. And I think that new series that you're doing, the educational series on the human bioterrain, is going to be so important since the majority of our immunity is in our gut. And, you know, so I think you're doing a lot of really excellent things for people. And your heart is absolutely in the right place. I think your dad would be proud of how you've continued, you know, the company. Very, very proud. So thank you for your products and thank you for your knowledge and for what your company's doing to help us all. I'm sure we all really, really appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you.
You know, Chrissy, I'll bet his dad really would be proud, okay? Well,
absolutely.
I know Ruth Ann has another question, but she's going to have to schedule a call with John Bergsteiner. John, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we introduce our next guest?
No, I don't want to take any more time away from the next guest, but I sure have enjoyed being here. It's a blessing, and I love you all, and I just look forward to rejoicing with you all, whether it's this side of heaven or on the other side. I look forward to embracing each one of you and celebrating the victory that we know is coming.
You know what the good news is, John?
What's that?
You'll be back here again live in July.
Lord willing, I'll do that. That sounds fun.
All right. Then we can get more questions from everyone, and we won't invite anyone else that day, so we can get every single question answered right then and there in July. Sound good, buddy?
Absolutely. And I'm available if anyone needs me. Reach out.
All right. You want to say anything in closing? So if you want to take, you know, go with the family or whatever you're doing. I know you're doing, oh, yeah, you're going fishing, you dog, without me.
Yeah, I'm going to fish a little bit this afternoon. Then I'm going to head to my daughter's. I'll be spending the week with her because her husband is leaving for a week to go to Michigan on a training. And she has two youngins, one of which has been running high fever, so I'm going there to try to bless her.
Okay. Sounds good, John. It's always a pleasure to have you, and today is no exception. Great job, and thank you, and God bless, my friend.
Thank you, brother. Love you guys. Y'all have a blessed
day. Love you.
Bye-bye.
All right. John B. Boy, you know, he showed up the day after they told me I'd be dead by Christmas on July 13th of 2006. I'll never forget that, July 14th. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
My name is John. Really? John? John who? And he told me. And I said, oh, I know your daddy. He said, you did, huh? I said, yeah, I didn't know he had a son. And he said, how can I help you? And I said, how do you know about all this? He said, well, Jill loves you. She says you're one of the funniest customers ever. And yesterday you were crying because they told you you were going to be dead by Christmas. So she told me that I have to call you and help you. Here I am. That's how we met, boys and girls. It's the kind of guy he is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm happy to announce our next guest. Back from a tour of Israel, and I asked her when she was the first one in here this morning, did the band with you? And she said yes. So if you hear music in the background, it's the Tina Turner Band back from tour in Israel. Come in, Tina.
Good morning, everybody. I just want to welcome the newbies and let you know that you are definitely in the right place. I think it was Sonia that was talking about Eve's Harmony, or if not, please forgive me. I will testify by that. It really does work. So if that helps, I hope that helps you. My story is probably the similar to all yours. This was back in 2017, and I was desperately searching the internet for what the heck this thing is, what my body was going through, just in complete desperation. And I was a click away from joining the Charles Holman Foundation event they were going to have in Texas. And the very next open window I had was, you know, how I cured Morgellons.com. And so I'm going to call this divine intervention, because the second before I was booking my flight to Texas, Mel called me, and I was at work, and I stepped outside for a minute in the hallway to talk to him. Just absolute desperate. Part of my story is July of 2015. I had an attempted suicide. I couldn't deal with it anymore. I wasn't getting any help. As we all know, with the doctors, I have a huge resentment on the AMA that I need to work on, because I know they're only doing what they're told to do. However, I believe there's a lot more things going out in the world that, you know, again, by divine intervention, we are pointed in the direction with God's help. And, you know, I thank God often that Mel intercepted me at the exact moment, because it is what got me well. So I just have a couple of notes I just want to cover on, and Logos too. Those guys are amazing. I can't say enough. And like I said, I've continued on not only with my protocol with Morgellon, but just in life in general. You know, I'm 55, going through the menopause thing, and you know, it just these guys know some things, and it's great. So anyways, back to Mel. So I shared my desperation with him. He, you know, God bless this guy, because I was a bit of a hard case and, you know, didn't want to do a lot of it and had the justifications of not having the money to do it. But nevertheless, if you want to get well, this is what you do, period. And it's a threshold that I think we all come to. Of, again, the gift of desperation. It's like, are we going to do this, you know, all in or not? And the sum of the parts, I mean, couldn't have been named better. Part of my experience with this, thankfully, I'm light years better than I was. My brain fog was so bad, I would drive home from work and end up in a parking lot. I had to pull over because I didn't know if I was going to work, coming to work. I would sit there and just cry in my car, wondering, where am I supposed to be? You know, and I'm not going to, I know no horror stories are allowed, but that was the least of my problems. So anyways, I feel all you guys, the new people, God, you are in the right spot, and basically just do what you're told. It's the only thing that's going to get you over the hump. I do use a couple of my personal, you know, tweaks or whatever. I do the borax still in my laundry. The sugar still sets it off. I think we talked in the beginning of the conversation of the avalanche falling off diet. Well, I'm guilty, and sure enough, I pay for it every time to this day. Stress. You know, sometimes we can help it, sometimes not, but the sugar we can. The herxing was, you know, it was not for the faint of heart, but all I kept thinking was, I'm killing these things finally, and if I have to be sick, then so be it. So that was something. But I will tell you, that was the big hump that got me to more of my wellness. It was finally coming out. It brought me to to scripture. Thank God, I was always, you know, a believer, but this became real time. All of this became real time for me, and so I'm grateful for that. Sorry if I'm jumping around. The sleeping is huge. Got to sleep, especially in the beginning and during the herxing. Let's see. I think that's about it. If anybody has any questions for me, I do have one quick thing before I forget, and I want to get it out. hold on. It is something that I want to share with you guys that I've held really dear to my heart, and it helps me in the times of loneliness. And that's the other thing. You're not alone anymore when you're here. And that alone is powerful. One of my very favorite scriptures is the condensed version. It's 2 Corinthians 12. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then he is strong. I still use that often because I know we are dismissed in a delusional category. That we obviously know that's not true. We all seem to have the exact same delusion then across the countries. But
how about across the world, young lady? Across the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have 10 clocks now. We have 10 clocks because we have 170 countries that visit. And so if those people want coaching, we had to create clocks for them. It's wild. I talk all around the world these days. It's wonderful.
Skype and Zoom.
It blows my mind, too, getting up every day at 4 a.m.
Right. So, that's pretty much all I have, guys. I'm honored, and it is a blessing to be able to come back and share my testimony as to truth, as to what this protocol, what the sum of the parts does. It is true. It's not a snake oil in any kind of way, and I've tried them all. And it just, to regain and restore your life, I get to be stressed on normal things now. I was a very jealous person of that when I was sick, really sick with this. I would look at people and I would say, God, I wish this was just cancer. I wish this was just whatever, you know. And so to be able to have just regular problems today, I'm grateful. I am so grateful. And being well is everything, guys. The family believes it and has been restored now from, mommy's lost her mind to, not being able to keep jobs because I didn't know where I was going, if I even got there. It's just life-changing. So I just encourage you all to hang in there. You're in the right place. And listen.
Well, thank you very much, Tina. Is it okay if we see if there are any questions?
Yes, please.
Okay. If anybody has a question for Tina, hit *5 now, *5 now, or just scream. Let me unmute Ruth Ann. Okay. Lori, go ahead, Lori.
How long did it take you to get rid of the Morgellons, and how long did you have it before you found Mel, or he called you?
Hi. I got sick in 2014, and I, progressively got sicker and sicker and sicker to the point of the attempted suicide in July of 2015. Then I found Mel in 2017. So there was a good minute there, I guess.
3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, I'll give you the first date that you emailed me. People don't believe that I keep folders on them. You would not believe how many folders I have, guys. All right, we're right, Turner.
I bet. And also,
no.
Lori, just know that I call myself 98%, okay? I don't claim to be 100% because I know that when I fall off on diet, or mostly diet, it does trigger things again. I'll start feeling things again a little bit, nothing like it was, but so I just cannot call my, I don't want to say that I'm 100%, and for that, I'm okay too, because you know what, it keeps me in check.
Okay, well, let me tell you that your first attempt was on October of 16,
okay,
and then you disappeared.
Yeah.
And then you disappeared. I guess I must have yelled at you or something until 2017.
Probably.
and then you started getting real serious in 18.
Okay. Yeah. So again, I was a little hard-headed, possibly.
Hey, you know, people when they come here, they've been beaten up, lied to, told they're nuts, had most of their money taken from shysters, and so it's not so easy. Okay, it's easier when they're crying at the beginning because I'll figure out a way to get them to stop crying. But right. When they've been rolled over, beaten up, crushed, and had money taken from them, it takes a little more time to get them to relax, okay? Right. My job on earth, and the reason I'm young and healthy, it's God's will because I do his work.
Yep.
Simple, okay?
Yep.
I have no friends that are alive anymore, except my friend Richard, but he's 5 years younger, and he gets more exercise. It would kill me to do what he does in a week. But, I mean, you know, it's the protocol. It's the things that I do. And, again, it's not my diet. But I don't have any kind of repercussion from the diet where, you know, anything happens. In fact, I go out on the terrace every full moon just to make sure I'm still fine.
Yeah, I like to check myself on full moons, too. I'll go outside and go, how are we doing?
I know what you mean, girl. I still do it all these years later.
Yeah.
And can you share your diet that you pretty much stayed on?
What I found to be most successful for me, is basic keto. I don't know if you're going to like that or not, Mel, but it's just basic keto and wiping out the sugar. It's really the trick. Eating clean, whatever that is for you, just stay away from the processed, you know, the fast foods, all that stuff. No sodas, no breads, no whites, you know, just no.
She's staying on a fairly clean diet, and that's what everyone who stays well, okay, says. But she tells you, like me, she cheats. And what she does, unfortunately, you know what? Honest to God, either one day it'll stop when you cheat, or you'll stop cheating. The good news is, for me, it stops when I cheat, so...
That's
but you
funny.
Can't cheat a lot. If you cheat a lot, you're going to wind up getting sick again. And if you go back to the way you were before you got here, you're definitely going to wind up getting ill again because that got you here in the first place.
Yeah, and I'm not willing.
And I tell people, Tina, I tell them, please, just believe in me. Just do what I tell you and you'll get well. Do you believe that?
Oh, absolutely. And I used to cry. I mean, Mel used to make me cry. I considered myself pretty tough, and I would tell my husband, this guy, he's so mean. He's killing me. Thank God.
Thank you. I lost half of my following. You know? No, it's true. You know, the frustrating part is that I never ever thought that people would come to me and not do what I would ask them to do, and then I would have to get tough enough to wake them up to yell at them.
Right.
And then all they did, you know, they left, okay? But if you can't take me, you can't beat this disease. The disease is a bad sci-fi movie. I'm just
100%.
A tough old... Huh?
100%.
I'm just a tough old guy, that's all. But the people who get well, they'll tell you, he's got a heart, a big heart for old grizzly bear.
Right. And I'm grateful for, honestly, our friendship kind of on the side where, you know, it's just you have been put in my life by no doubt, again, divine intervention, you know, I didn't have to like you in the beginning. You didn't have to like me, but we had something to conquer here and business to take care of, and it was.
Right. I always tell people who are mad at me, I'm not here to be your best friend. I'm here to get you better.
Right.
All right. Let me see if there are any other questions because I left that browser for a second. Now, are there any other questions here at this time? Okay. Okay, so that is Sonia. Yes, Sonia.
Hi. I'm curious as to when you started to really notice that brain fog going away to where you could function about your day and move around without being concerned.
After the Herx.
Okay.
Okay, now after the Herx can mean a lot of things. The guiding principles, Sonia, the guiding principles are going to be something you should print and kind of look at and ask questions about. But one of them is everybody's body is different. So to give you a time frame on certain things, it's near impossible. Now, the average Herx in the old days used to be about 6 months in, but now it's sometimes a little longer, okay? And personally, I think the brain fog lifts once you're on the supplements and you really clean up the diet within 3 months. That I remember being for me because, you know, I was a sugar demon and a pasta lover, and the more bread, the better. And then when all of that stopped, because I ate like a rabbit for a lot of years, maybe 5-6 years, like a rabbit. And that and the protocol, 3 months, I didn't have any brown fog anymore. So it depends, you know.
Right, and that's the thing about this thing. It might be that for you, and it might be this for me, but at the end of the day, the outcome is still the same. That's why no matter what you're doing, do what you need to do, because you might be more of the male version, or maybe you'll have it after Herxing. There's not just a one size on this thing. It's got so many angles. It's, as you guys know, just, again, keep doing what the people that are getting well doing are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's also, like, designed to frustrate you, I have found. It's like, well, that, you know, because I used to be on calls all the time and desperate for that one word, that one thing that's going to help me. And it was like, okay, well, if that doesn't work, it's going to frustrate you, and then you'll bounce out. And it is trying to live as hard as we're trying to kill it.
That's the truth. I mean, you really have a handle on what's happening. It doesn't want to die. It wants you to die.
Right, right.
Sometimes you'll get really much better, and then all of a sudden they'll put up such a fight, you'll think you're going backwards.
Yep.
It doesn't really work that way. It just seems that way until you've had an experience a couple of times and you realize it's not quite as severe, it doesn't last quite as long, and that
right.
must mean I'm getting better.
And that's
true. And it does
true.
Mean you are getting better.
Yeah, and that is true. Even though in our minds we think that we're on a huge setback, it's still not nearly as intense as it was. It's just we're a little beat up, so our view is a little askew.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. All right, any other questions? Questions, questions, questions. All right, would you like to say anything in closing? Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Lori.
I just wanted to know if you've tried the copper.
I have not yet. I've talked to Mel about it recently. Plan on doing it. I'm just finishing my silver, but I am definitely going to re-up on the copper.
I just wanted
you know
to
what I say. The protocol ain't proper if you don't take your copper. Let me tell you something, okay, for anyone who's really new. Copper only came along less than a year ago. And, man, at the beginning, I wouldn't let anybody go near it because I like things that have some kind of history, okay? So We had this one girl who, for sure, I thought she was never going to make it. But she got on the copper. And in a couple of months, she was better and gone. And
wow.
She ranted and raved about the copper on a call with Robert Scott Bell, that he went through the ceiling because he was the one who was trying to push it on us. Okay, but Robert's a very bright guy. But still, I'm from Missouri, show me. So anyway, we started putting a lot of people on the copper, okay? It is only the second thing that has ever come down the turnpike, the road, that actually kills the parasitic component. But it doesn't create the same kind of herpes that taking the WPS does.
Wow.
It's not as severe. But it's going to make you tired like all get out
okay.
at the beginning. Okay? But hey, you'll learn all of this as we go along. But you, Tina, you take that copper and you'll get that other 2%, baby.
All right.
You'll call me up. You'll do another call. Forget about 98. 100 is the deal.
Okay.
All right. Anybody have a question? 1, 2, 3. All right. Anything you want to say in closing, Tina?
I just lift you all up in prayer and in keeping the strength to go through this thing, and you will get better. And, of course, the Lord has this, and put your trust and faith in him as well. Amen.
All right. Okay, Mickey, anything you want to say?
Well, I am on the copper, and so far so good. I'm still feeling good. I still have to agree with Tina about the 98%, even though it's been over a year, but I try to stick as close as I can to the diet, and feeling good. So, nope, that's about it for today.
All right, guys. I appreciate you showing up, Mickey. I always do, and I will call you soon in the near future. I just have to get over being in a place where the humidity, I never could speak. All these years later, I still can't speak or spell, but I do my best. Anyway, I will call you as soon as I get over the heartache of having these monstrous humid days and mostly rainy skies.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Tina, God bless, honey. I'm glad you had a good time in Israel. Get that band back together, will you please?
Yes, I'm on it.
All right. Everybody have a great day. Next week, the first ever coaching clients call only. But if you're not a coaching client, you're more than welcome to come and listen, but only the coaching clients are going to get a chance to talk during that call. I want them all to get to know each other well. Don't forget tomorrow, prayer fellowship, positive stories, and horrible jokes. God bless you all. Thank you all so much. Tina, Mickey, all of you, have a great day. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Mel.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Tina. Thank you, Tina.